This is Doc D'Souza dictating on Terry Gibson. Terry, T-E-R-R-I-E. T as in Thomas. T-E-R-R-I-E. Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. G as in George. G-I-B-S-O-N. Date of birth is 3-5-55. Date of visit 1-23-24. Please make copy for Pablo Garcia, M.D. That's P-A-B-L-O, Pablo Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, G as in Josh. The next paragraph, dear Paul, thank you for sending Terry Gibson for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph is supposed to tell us. This is a 68-year-old lady who has a history of atrial fibrillation and hypertension and hyperlipidemia, has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion since the past year. The patient also complains of some burning sensation in her chest and tightness, and went for a complete cardiac workup, which apparently was negative for any acute cardiac event. The patient has been treated for hypertension, and apparently it has been under fairly good control, and also has had a history of atrial fibrillation. She went for a CT of the chest without contrast, which showed no pulmonary nodules or lung infiltrates. The patient also had a 2D echocardiogram done this past year, and it showed evidence of any significant pulmonary hypertension and the pulmonary artery pressures were 39, which may indicate mild pulmonary hypertension. The patient, however, had no prior history of any chronic lung disease and is a non-smoker. Next paragraph. Past history of the patient's past history has included history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, history of atrial fibrillation and gastroesophageal reflux, and history of anxiety. And surgery also includes history for left elbow surgery and a hysterectomy. And just had a history of arthritis and history for depression and anxiety and history for history of neuropathy and prior history of colon polyps and ulcerative colitis. She has nasal allergies and history for headaches and interstitial cystitis. With history for UTI. Next paragraph. Let's see. Allergies to codeine, colchicine, lisinopril, and next paragraph. Family history: father died of liver disease, mother at COPD and complications. Next paragraph. System review: patient has no fatigue or fever, no weight loss, she has cataracts, she has vertigo and no nosebleeds, she has no hoarseness. And she does have shortness of breath, but no wheezing or significant cough. There's no urinary frequency or flank pains. She does have gastroesophageal reflux and constipation. And she has palpitations and no leg or calf muscle pain. She has anxiety and depression. And she has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headache. And no numbness in the extremities, and no memory loss, no skin rash or itching. Next paragraph. Med list included med list included Crestor 20 milligrams daily. And Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Flecainide 100 milligrams BID, and Metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, Tessalon Pulse 200 milligrams PRN, Telmisartan 40 milligrams daily. And next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly female is alert, no acute distress, no pal. Can you please mention the patient is a moderately obese elderly female. Alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure 140/80. Pulse is 68. Respiration is 20. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 194. Saturation 97. HGND and non-phthalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist. Throat is clear. Nasal mucus injected. Ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise. No thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions, and lung fields were clear. Hardly absent from regular asthma and esternal moment, nostri. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no again, omegaly, the bowel sounds hacked. The extremities are real. Minimal edema, no cap tenderness, reflexes of 1+. There are no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Chronic dyspnea and number two is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hyperlipidemia. Number five, exogenous obesity. And next paragraph. Let's see. Plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study. Also advised to get a CBC, sed rate, ANA, RA factor, and a polysomnographic study. Copy of a recent echocardiogram will be requested. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation copy for Pablo Garcia, MD, GARCIA, MD. Thank you, Dr. Souza.